I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nigeria's Boko Haram's officially pledging allegiance to the Islamic State terror group. They were once shunned by jihadists. They hope this gives them legitimacy, among other things. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says they consider it their duty to support a caliphate when one's in place.
I think what we're seeing with Boko Haram, what we're seeing in other countries around the world, is Muslims really answering that duty, that call.
Implications of what's going on are in the full story at missionnews.org. It's a warning and a call to action. For Nigerian Christians, nothing much changes for them. Terrorism hasn't stopped the gospel so far, but would you pray for believers anyway? Next, Indonesia's fighting an ISIS incursion. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International works closely with Indonesian pastors and church planters.
There is an uptick of activity in terms of ISIS trying to recruit people from this area. But as far as the culture as a whole and the government of Indonesia go, they are staunchly anti-Islamic State. They could be heading for some conflict between the Islamic State and the government, but the government is fairly well established and would probably come out on top.
And sometimes the best-suited missionaries are little missionaries. Reach beyond sending Sunset Radios, nicknamed Little Missionaries, into countries where real missionaries might not be accepted. These new radios are equipped with AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite capabilities. This means people will be able to hear the gospel on the radio regardless of where they are. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new book, Killing Christians, from Tom Doyle with your gift of any amount. Stories of persecuted Christians in Syria, Iran, and other countries hostile to the gospel. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get yours or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.